सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः So we go to the 11th mantra. Tam yogamiti manyante.
Tam yogamiti manyante.
Sthiram indriya dharanam.
Sthiram indriya dharanam.
Apratam apramastata bhavati. योगो हि प्रभवाप्ययौ
योगो हि प्रभवाप्ययौ
ताम योगम इति मन्यते दैट इज कॉल्ड स्टेट ऑफ योगा दैट इज कंसिडर्ड एज योगा व्हाट इज कंसिडर्ड एज योगा स्थिरम इंद्रिय धारणम व्हेन ऑल द इंद्रियास आर नॉट टेंटलाइज्ड स्थिरम So the eyes are not looking for gratification, the ears are not looking for gratification. So eyes and ears and taste and touch and smell, they are happy with whatever is coming their way. Not that they won't enjoy, not that they cannot say what is a good music and bad music, not like that. But they are not out there looking for their own gratification. That is not the primary goal, is not there. The primary goal is inquiry of the self, as we saw before. So, sthiram indriya dharanam. Apramat. Apramat means the mind and intellect are not again engaged in little happiness of the ephemeral world. The mind and intellect is not interested in that anymore. The mind and intellect is more interested in inquiry of the self. Tada bhavati yogo. At that time, when that happens, that is considered that yoga has happened. But the teacher warns that prabhavapyayo. Yoga will also grow and decay. So some days the yoga will happen good, some days the yoga may not be that powerful. So it will grow and decay. So the yoga that here is being mentioned is Ashtanga Yoga. This is Patanjali's Ashtanga Yoga. Therefore, before this, I told you that yoga is also accepted by Advaita Vedanta as a technique, as an upasana, as a sadhana. Just like any other upasana and sadhana. It's important because yoga can actually create the mental equipoise and intellectual tikshnata, intellectual sharpness, and the ability to focus on something, which is, in this case, something is self itself. And so therefore, that practice is very important, or that practice is very useful. But when we use that practice to have an experience of something, then it is wrong. So Advaita Vedanta does not believe that any such technique can actually give you the experience. In fact, they believe that no experience is necessary because all the experiences are nothing but his experience. So when we come to recognize that all my experiences are his experiences only, then we will seek, or we will stop to seek experiences. Until then, we will always assume that by going here, by going there, or by doing this, or by doing that, I will actually have the experience of the Brahman. That is the idea. So therefore, yogam iti. Now here when you say yoga, it is called yoga. That is to say that intellect has become quiet, but yet it is not hooked to the reality. These are Gurudev's words, not mine. So yoga means intellect has become, so when you say yoga iti manyante means, okay, this is now considered that man is capable or that person is perfect, has perfected the art of yoga. That means what? That simply means that the intellect is quiet, but the intellect is not hooked to the Paramatma. It's not hooked to the Brahman. So then the question will be, how can it be hooked to the Brahman? And the answer is very simple. When you realize that it is hooked to the Brahman from the beginning, then it is hooked to the Brahman. This is a problem. The answers are so simple that we won't accept. When we come to recognize that it was always hooked to the Brahman, that is when you are hooked. It was never that I was not hooked to Brahman. Naiva vachas na manasa.
Naiva vachas na manasa.
Praptum shakyo na chakshusa.
Praptum shakyo na chakshusa.
Asti iti bruvato anyatra.
Asti iti bruvato anyatra.
Katham tadapulabhyate.
Katham tadapulabhyate.
So naiva vacha na manasa. You cannot acquire the knowledge of the Brahman, you cannot have the experience of the Brahman by speech nor through the mental capacity. Praptum sakyo na chakshusa. You will never be able to perceive it as in a shape and a form through eyes. So the reality does not have a shape and a form. In fact, it is the very entity because of which chakshu are chakshu. It is the very entity because of which vacha is vacha. It is the very entity because of which mind is mind. So the pure consciousness is not consciousness also. We understand it as consciousness because that is the only thing we can come to apprehend through my intellect. It is not consciousness. So as long as I have the importance of this relative existence as a body, mind, intellect, PFT, OET, in the world of OET through PFT. So as long as I am at the vyavaric level, I have to point out that Brahman, that Om or that Atman as what? Consciousness. Because we know that all this, we have gone through this whole practice. We have said, no, this is not sentient, this is not sentient, that is not sentient. None of that is sentient. They actually borrow sentiency from Brahman. So therefore, Brahman must be the one that is has all the sentiency and therefore it is consciousness. But when I transcend, when I drop this and travel to Brahman, what is consciousness? Conscious of what? I have already dropped the BMI sense. I have already dropped this relative existence. So from that standpoint of the highest, you cannot call it consciousness also. That is why Mahatmas call it pure consciousness. So that we understand that, okay, consciousness is that which gives us awareness. So therefore they go, no, it's not that, it's beyond that, it is pure consciousness. So they say, oh, pure consciousness. So there is consciousness and then there is dirty consciousness. And then there is pure consciousness. But it's just a figurative. So Gurudev, as I have told you many times before, says pure consciousness is that consciousness because of which consciousness is consciousness. And beyond that there is, you cannot, no other explanation can be given. Pure consciousness is that. He doesn't say that consciousness, sorry. He says pure consciousness is that. Because of which consciousness is consciousness. So it is that subtlest empowerment because of which we are who we are. Therefore, naiva vachana manasa praptum sakyo na chakshusa. Then, how do we come to recognize it? How do we come to know it? How do we come to accept it? Asti iti. It is there. Acceptance in our life that it is there, that Brahman exists. Not only Brahman exists, I am Brahman. It will come later though, but asti iti has to come first. Otherwise, after the Vedanta course of 2.5 years, we will say, no, I don't think I am convinced. You know, It's all garbage. I think I was better off before I came to the Vedanta course. So I'm going to go back to the way I was. I was curious. I thought maybe there is something, but now I know there's nothing. So therefore, we have been seeing all the upasanas. What is this upasana? This is called Shraddha. So here the teacher here is indicating that you must have faith. You must have Shraddha. Faith in what? Bruvato. In the sayings of the teachers, the gurus. In the teachings of the Upanishad. In the declarations of the Vedanta, we must have faith. Anyatra katham tadupalapyate. If you don't have faith, how else are you going to attain it? The teacher is asking. So if you don't have faith, don't come here. That's what he's saying. Don't even start, because you develop faith and then come. Don't come. Because without faith, because it is not something that can be pointed out. It is not something that can be explained. It is not something that has any attributes, therefore it cannot be shown. And if you had any idea that, okay, in my highest meditative state, I will have the glimpse of it, that is also is shattered now. So no avalamban is kept. All the walking stick finally is also taken away from the old man. Now the old man, what? So therefore, the teacher wants to make sure that the person understands that it's not that you won't have it. You will have it. But you have to develop faith. And you will attain it also, because that is indicated here. Upalabhyate. So seeker, don't therefore despair and say, no, I cannot have it because I think the teacher has been all along trying to tell me that I can't have it. No. You will have. Upalabhyate. You will have the experience. Different from all their experiences, but you will have the experience. But how else will you have it? You will have to have faith in the Upanishads. You will have to have faith in the Vedanta, you have to have faith in the Guru Vakya, ityadi, ityadi. Some people keep changing the gurus. Now so many gurus are there on the internet also now. And I have nothing, we have nothing. They are all, I'm sure many of them are real gurus. And I think we should listen to all of them and imbibe what we think is appropriate in the along the lines of Vedantic philosophy or Advaita Vedanta philosophy, let us say. But then isse nahi hua the chinmayan se to kuch hua nahi, you know. Some higher, right? He himself makes jokes about it. No, I heard him. He said some people say that there is something beyond Brahman. They call it Purushottam. It's beyond Brahman. And he said, you can also write one book on it if you want. But then if you die and go there, then you will see all our rishis sitting there at the Brahmanhood. And you go and ask them, iske aage kuch hai? Kuch nahi. They will all say, Rasta ban. Then he will lower his tone, then he will say, you know why that is so? The seeker has dropped. How can there be any seeking possible? As long as there is seeking, there is something to seek. Finally, in that state of Brahmanhood, the seeker has dropped his own personality of seeking. So how can there be anything more to seek? Seeker has dropped. So katham tad upalabhyate. So here actually this is mentioned only to indicate that faith is important. To have Shraddha is important. Otherwise, and this is important actually at this stage in our own life also, because we have gone through this whole thing and yeni yoga, you cannot see it, you cannot perceive it, you cannot taste it, touch it, smell it. Nobody can point it out. So then we feel okay, maybe it is something that cannot be experienced. So it doesn't exist. We may feel. Or we can feel that it exists, but not for me. So in order to guide us further in our spiritual progress, the teacher has to be very careful. Therefore, he says, upalabhyate, tad upalabhyate, you will get it. But you will only get it anyatra katham, but there is no other path. The only way you will get it is asti iti bruvato. Those who are saying it is there, there is Brahman, listen to them. Pay heed to them. Take their advice and continue your pursuit. Astitye vopalabdhavyaha. Tattva bhavena cha bobhayoh.
Tattva bhavena cha bobhayoh.
Astitve yopalabdhasya.
Astitve yopalabdhasya.
Tattva bhava prasidati.
Tattva bhava prasidati.
Asti iti eva. One who has completely accepted the idea, the notion that yes, Brahman is there. Asti iti. Asti means presence, existence. Iti means yes, it is there. One who has accepted it, asti iti, upalabdhasya tattvava. That alone, that person alone will be able to attain it. Upalabdhasya. And tattva bhava prasidati, the essence of the Brahman will actually be born in such a person. That is to say what? That is to say that human being will progress into godhood, or the jiva will become Shiva, or the limited entity will become infinite entity. How? Asti iti. Through this conviction that Brahman exists, that he alone exists, everything else is ephemeral only and a projection only. Brahman alone is the reality and he exists. In such a person, when he has understood that and he has accepted it completely and fully, with no iota of doubt, tattva bhava prasidati, Brahman's nature becomes manifest in that person. Brahman's nature is what? He is natureless. He is Brahman nature. He is figurative, you know. Rishis also, they must be struggling when they are writing. Hey, how to convey this? To say Brahman nature, tattva bhava. There is no bhava. Tattva alone is there. Bhava is in addition. But what can they do? So therefore, that tattva, that essential reality, will be born. In other words, this person will be transformed from a limited to unlimited entity. Because they both cannot exist at the same time. Just like a waker and a dreamer cannot exist at the same time. Dreamer has to wake up to be the waking reality. At that time, he becomes the waker. He's no longer a dreamer. Similarly, a limited individual who feels that I am limited has to wake up to his or her own reality, which is unlimited. So therefore, that transformation has taken place. Now from the limited, that person has become unlimited. From the mruta, he has become amruta. And therefore, that person experiences the Brahmanhood, or we cannot say experiences also actually, but he becomes the Brahman. Brahmaved Brahmeva Bhavati. There's no other way. Rope, as a snake has become the rope. You cannot say snake has become the rope. There is also a fallacy in there, because the snake was never a snake anyway. But in order for person to understand, we say now the snake has become rope. The limited has become unlimited, because we were never limited. We thought we were limited. So that transformation comes with what? That transformation comes with the total and complete sublimation of mind and intellect and dropping of all desires. So that is where most people have, we have problem. How can we drop desire? You know, desires is driving me. Desires are compelling me to become better and better. If I am a doctor, I want to become a better doctor. If I am a teacher, I want to become a better teacher. If I am this, I want to be better, 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 better. What is wrong with that? It's a very practical question. The moment we have the question, the teacher will really say that, go and read the first to sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita again. That's exactly what he said. Become karma yogi, become better karma yogi, you know, karma yogi, achha karo, ye karo, karo, karo. The emphasis is on karo. So karoti, karoti, then karo. Otherwise, that question should not arise. So therefore, there was something wrong in our understanding, or there was something wrong in my understanding, and therefore I must revisit and read things again. So the answer I will give you, otherwise you will say, you are looking at me like, oh, maybe I... How many days it will take for me to start from first chapter and sixth chapter? But you see, when I give the answer, it is my answer. You know, that is the problem. What is the answer? The answer is no. It is, the teachers are not saying don't do it. Drop the attitude of doership. When we are doing it, we should not have iota of this nonsense that I am doing it. They want us to excel. They want us to be better and better. But the doership should not be there. Even the notion that I am doing it for the benefit of the society, not for me. Look at my bank balance. I don't keep anything for me. That itself is an ego. The moment that thought arises, we are driven down back to where we were. This path is very subtle. And we have to be continuously vigilant on our path. Honestly. So those thoughts will not come automatically once our mind has become extremely purified. An extremely pure mind means I know that I am not doing anything. Then not any difference. I am incapable of making any difference in anybody's life other than my own. That's it. My own, yes. Everything else that flows from me is for my own benefit. If somebody is taking advantage of it or can take advantage of it, that is their prarabdha. I remember when I went to Gangotri one time, and you know, I was unaware of it, but that there was a Bhagavat Sapta with this Ramesh Bhai Oja. I don't know if anybody knows.
Yes.
So that happened to be, I happened to go there the same day that the Bhagavat Sapta was starting. So I saw truckloads and truckloads of these vegetables going in. I was like, I never seen so many vegetables in my life in Gangotri. No vegetable is possible. But unfortunately, because of that, all the ashrams were full. There was no place to live. And I hadn't gone there to listen to Ramesh Bhai Oja. I had actually gone there just for a pilgrimage kind of thing. So I was looking for a place. Normally, you know, finding a place in Gangotri, not that difficult, really. Nobody goes there, you know. It's too high for people. But because of that Bhagavat Sapta, everybody was there. So then I was looking for, and I came across, next to Tapovan Kunda only, in that part of the Gangotri. I don't know how many. How many of you have gone to Gangotri? You should go to Gangotri. Huh? And you go when you can go. Really. After, you know, you will go. You should go now. Anyway, there is so much history of Gurudev and everything is there. You will actually rejoice. You will feel, you will get a lot of strength. Anyway, so just next to, there is a road that goes, you know, you take that road, there is a government house. I think those who are gone, you know. And then you go, there is a Tapovan Kund. And then next to Tapovan Kund only, there is a little ashram. And that ashram, there is a reason why I'm telling you the story. And the ashram, I said, okay, that I saw a dadiwala, long bearded, Swami, you know, Sannyasi. He was sitting in the veranda, and so there are kutiyas there. Actually, maybe 6-7 kutiyas are there. So he was sitting there and writing something. So I said, okay, I will go and ask him. So I went there and I said, you know, my first sentence was, I have come from USA. To impress him, you know, so that. Otherwise, he said, chalana, you know. If I say I'm from USA, he will listen at least. You know? So I said, Hari Om Swamiji, I'm from USA. No effect. So then I said, okay, I have another Ramban in my. I said, I'm a devotee of Chinmaya Mission. No effect. Now what to say? Then I said, I must come to the point. So I said, Swamiji, I'm looking for some residence. Then he looked up. Aisa bolo na kya chahiye, you know? So then anyway, he gave me, so he asked me, I mean, some questions, but he allowed me to stay there. And then I attended the whole Bhagavad Sapta. The interesting thing was, this is why I told you the story. I asked him, what are you writing, Swamiji? So he said, I'm translating the Yoga Vasishta in English. So until then, I didn't know. I was talking in Hindi. I thought, this man, you know, how is he going to know him English? So talking to him in Hindi. So he said, nahi, main Yoga Vasishta ko anuvad kar raha hun English mein. I said, oh, that is good, Swamiji. So the people like, I can understand and enjoy. Then he got really mad at me. Do you think I'm writing for you? No, literally, I'm not making this up. Then I didn't know what to say. Because I assume he's writing for people like us. I said, do you think I'm writing for you? Because I thought now he'll take the room away, you know. Musibat. So I didn't say anything. He said, I am writing. Krishna is happy, he's also smiling. He's laughing. So he said, I am writing for my own benefit. So my point is, you know, many people come to the lectures and say, you know, when I go home, I'll tell this to my wife. Or they make notes. They say, you know, when I will give lecture, I will. No, I'm not joking. I did the same thing. You know, you make notes and then say, I think when I give lecture on this, yeah, that is okay. But when you are preparing for the lecture, you read this for you first. The notes are not for anybody else. The notes are for me. That attitude is so important. Because we are always bent upon changing everybody else rather than me. Informing everybody else about this, about the subtlest percept of this shastra, except me. The focus is never on me, you know. I want to, this is so beautiful, you know, I will tell. I'm not a doer. I cannot change anybody. Everybody have come there with their prarabdha. That is why I'm very grateful you are here, because if you are not here, I will not have the chance to learn. It is not that I'm, you know, like in that Swami's language, I'm not here for you, I'm here for me. You have given the opportunity for me to verbalize these concepts that are becoming clear as I say it. Otherwise, I will be deprived of this opportunity. So, that is how everybody else should think also. All of us sincerely should think that. Then only some change is possible. So therefore the teacher is saying here, asti iti eva upalabdhasya tattva bhava prasidhi. You first have the faith and apply that faith to yourself. Then there is a possibility that tattva bhava prasidhi. Otherwise, kya kar sakte? You know, there is, I have a friend who says, "Arey, ye aisa aisa ho gaya to, kya kar sakte?" It's okay. That is true. Abhi to kuch kar nahi sakte. करना था तब किया नहीं। यदा सर्वे प्रमुच्यन्ते कामायेश्च हृदि श्रिताः अथ मर्त्यो मृतो भवति यत्र ब्रह्म समस्नुते। अत्र ब्रह्म समस्नुते। So here, atra, here alone, he attains this Brahmanhood. He becomes Brahman. Who becomes a Brahman? Ah. So then, yada. When this happens, when what happens? Sarve pramuchyante kamaha. When all the desires have burnt off. So we don't take one desire at a time and burn. Because we have so many desires and we are so capable actually that we'll create desires automatically and immediately without failure. So we must have to burn up the seed of desire. What is the seed of desires? What are you talking about? There may be many. There's only one. Seed of desire is only one. You know what it is? Ignorance. Yes, that is true. Ignorance is the birthplace of all the problems. But the desires are there because of my sense of incompleteness. Because I don't think that I am complete and I will become complete with X or Y or Z, the desires arise. And the desires are also of two types, as Bhagavad Gita clearly has said. The desire to attain something or the desire to maintain something. But they are both because of what? Because I don't consider myself to be total, complete. I seem to be missing something. My neighbor is happier than me. My neighbor is higher. Whatever. I'm missing something, you know. I can become, if I get promotion, I tell you. If I get degree, I tell you. If I get a good wife, I tell you. Like that, it goes on and on. If I get good health, people do not have good health, they are always striving for good health. Something or other is always there. I wish I can get up like you every day in the morning, you know, 4 o'clock, because I can't. Some people can't. This is not a... I'm not giving you certificate to get up late, but the point is, if you can't, you can't, you know, it's okay. But that is not a license to therefore go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then you definitely cannot get up early. Okay. So, yada sarve pramuchyante kamaha, then what? Yesha ridhisritaha, meaning, all those kamas are actually completely annihilated from its roots cause. Because where are they residing? They are in the hruday. In the hruday means they are in an unmanifested form. So there are many manifested desires and then there are many unmanifested desires. Desires that we are not even aware of. So therefore, these all desires will have to be pramuchyante, will have to be destroyed. And that destruction only happens with understanding. This is not to say that I have the desire to eat samosa right now, but you know, I will quench that. Because I know they should have made samosa only today, but they didn't make samosa. But you know, I'm not going to show it. That doesn't help. That doesn't help. So, why did I have that desire for samosa? Because I have this longing for this taste of samosa. I've taken samosa only as an example. It can be anything else. Because you are saying, no, samosa, pakoda is better than samosa. That is your desire. I'm talking about my desire. You understand? So I have to annihilate that desire. How can I annihilate the desire? I can only annihilate the desire by saying that or by understanding that. Yes, I like tasty food. Yes, I am not going to tell anybody not to cook tasty food when I'm here. I'm not going to discourage people from taking me to Thai food. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. So Vedanta is not saying don't enjoy. But Vedanta is certainly saying that your mind's equipoise should be the same, with or without it. That is it. Now, how can that equipoise come? That equipoise will come when we say that. What? That actually speaking, for my own sustenance, I need food. That's bottom line. Without food, I cannot sustain myself. Without food, I really feel the pang of hunger. And I cannot go on forever. I must have food. So therefore, food is the necessary ingredient. Once I have that necessary ingredient, supposing you tell me I'm not going to give you food for 3 days you are here, then I should worry. But if you say, no, it's 3 days, I cannot take you this time to Thai. And it should not, I would say, it would have been good if you had taken, but okay. You understand. So I think if you put things in perspective, then the overpowering desire to attain that will go. So everything should be in perspective. So that's why I brought this idea that if you cannot get up early in the morning and say, early morning, it says actually early morning only you can meditate. Therefore, I must get up at 6 in the morning. But then you cannot go to bed until 2 o'clock because that is your whole life you have not gone to bed. You cannot all of a sudden get up at 6 in the morning. You understand? Now, I'm not saying therefore you should continue that way. But what I'm saying is therefore don't say that you will get up at 6 and do it because you will immediately go to sleep. I can guarantee you will not be able to meditate even for a minute. So therefore we have to take things in perspective. Then when we take things in perspective, then the kama yeshira distrita, all these desires that are actually dwelling in this heart, and dwelling in my inner personality, that means that they are not manifested also. Those that are manifested and those that are not manifested. When they are all gone, yada sarve pramuchyante, atha, then at that time, martyo amruta bhavati. A person who was certainly going to die is not going to die anymore. That is, again, not die means what? This body, mind, intellect will of course die. But I come to understand that I never was going to die. It is not that all of a sudden now because of this knowledge I am not going to die. Even with the or without that knowledge, I was not going to die anyway. Because I cannot die. Then what has changed? What has changed? I have come to recognize while I am still living in this body that I am not going to die. So therefore my whole outlook will be different. The happiness that I can derive from life is going to be different. I will not feel the bondage, the limitations. I will feel happiness, unhappiness. I will feel the pangs of sorrow and grief and all that. It will come because I still have that mind with me. It is not like I'm going to become completely free and ha 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 all the time. It's going to happen. There are going to be days when I don't feel that happy. And these days, not to feel unhappy is very easy. Just pick up the newspaper and read something about Trump.
Every day it is on the front.
Yeah. So not that even reading after that also I am saying, no, that is not. But that is a perfect example, isn't it? So, but then Amartyo Amruto Bhavati means I will come to recognize that. I never was a mortal. I was an immortal to begin with. Now I know that I am immortal while I am alive in this body. So Tatra Brahma Samasnude. Therefore, he attains the Brahmanhood. That means a person, why Brahmanhood? Brahmanhood is immortal. It's permanent. It does not change, it does not deviate, it does not divide. No modification is possible. Okay.
Yada sarve pravidyante.
Hridayasyeha grantayah. Atha martyo amruto bhavati. Etavad anusasanam. So here with Etavad anusasanam, the teacher says, okay, this is it. I have no more thing to say. So I'm happy we have come to this point. Kathopis is going on for a long time and Niruji is waiting for Prashnopis.
See, that is within
their Next Upanishad. Next Upanishad.
Even this time also she had said, you can start Prashnopis. It's not possible, 11:40 is there. But here the teacher is now saying, Etavat Anusasana. Atti so far is my bodha. I have now finished all my instructions. Now it is up to you to start and do what you needed to do. That's what the Upanishad teacher is saying. Etavat Anusasana. But after this also 4 mantras are there. Because the teacher himself could not stop. But Anusasana has ended. Instructions have ended. So what is the last instruction? Yada sarve pravidyante hradayasya granthayah. Hraday mein jo granthi bandhi hai. So the knots that are in your hraday. Hraday means inner personality again. In my personality, the knots that are tried, when all those knots are pravidyante, are opened up, atha, at that time, Martyo Amruto Bhavati. So then, what Granthi is talking about? What knots is it that he is talking about? Unfortunately, at that time, the Vedic time, the moment the teacher says Hridaya Granthi, Chinna Bhi Hridaya Granthi, everybody knows what is that Hridaya Granthi. But here now, we don't know. Suna tha. So, it's true. Somewhere I had heard, like that. What are those granthi? So there are 3 knots in our personality. The 3 knots are, first of all, avidya. Second one is kama. And third one is karma. They go in line. Sir, you had indicated just a while ago, the root cause of everything is avidya. Ignorance about myself gives rise to kama, desires. And desires lead to action. So these are the 3. Easy to remember. Avidya, kama, karma. Non-apprehension, desires, activity. So these 3 have to go. Now for these 3 have to go, we can actually start with activity first. But then we will never reach there. Never reach there because, so it's not that you cannot start there. You should start there also. Because you can start, because that is what the first 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita says. You can be selective about what you do. You can change your attitude about what you do, etc., etc. Yes, you can. But the real problem is avidya. So we must strike hard at ignorance itself. while trying to loosen up the other knots at the same time, because it is actually what is it? Autocatalytic.
Vicious circle.
Catch 22. No. Not vicious. It is autocatalytic in the sense that when we improve our karma yoga status, it helps us in loosening the ignorance about myself. It also reduces the pressure of the vasanas. So everything helps. But my point is that the most important thing is avidya, and therefore studying of the scriptures and savanam is the most important. So our spiritual progress stops actually the day we feel that I have heard enough. The moment we feel that now I heard enough, now all I have to do is my own sadhana, gone. It is tragic because the potential was so much that you would have been another Gurudev. But you came under this stupid delusion that I think my samanam is over, now I should focus on manana. Because we have always been taught that samana, then manana, then nididhyasana. Sravana alone leads to liberation. Because when sravana is happening, manana is automatically happening. If you are fully listening, if you are not fully listening and only make notes, then manana is never going to happen. It is true. Some Mahatmas actually don't, they say don't make notes. They tell you not to make notes. This is true. Because they think that if you are making notes, you are not fully attentive. But then every personality is different. Some people like myself, if I don't make notes, I will not think about it. So, you know, the differences are there. So I'm not saying make or don't make. Don't. But the point is that if we have heard it appropriately, then savana and manana is happening at the same time, and unknown to us, nididhyasana is actually happening also. I can guarantee you that every one of us, including myself, when we walk out of this room, we will be a little better person, little more advanced in spiritual path. Whether we will be able to harbor it for a long time or not, that is different. But at least when we walk out, will be a little better. So therefore, these three granthis, these three knots, avidya, kama, karma, will have to be removed, because they are the ones that keep us in our limited state of existence. It is because of this that I always feel limited. It's because of this that I am in bondage. That is why they call it the knots. And the knots are knotting me where? Mind and intellect. The knots are in my personality, so therefore I am bound to my mind and I am bound to my intellect. And the mind and intellect are bound to my personality. So therefore both of them are inhibiting each other's growth. Atha martya amruto bhavati. Therefore, when, atha means yada. It started with yada and it ending with atha. So when these knots are opened up, then I will go from this state of ephemeral existence to permanent existence. So far the teacher says, this is my upadesa, this is my anusasanam, this is my instructions. So now my instructions, then what? The teacher should have ended now. Nachiketa should have said something, thank you Guru. It was such a beautiful discourse I never heard. But no, he doesn't say anything. The Guru himself is continuing. Satam chai kachara dayas. I cannot chant it. Satam chaika charadayasya nadyam.
Satam chaika charadayasya nadyam.
ಮೂರ್ಧಾನಭಿನಿಸುತೈಕಾಯೋರ್ಧ್ವಮಾಯನ್ನಮೃತತ್ವಮೇತಿ ವಿಶ್ವಜ್ಞಾ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಮಣೇ ಭವಂತಿ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಮಣೇ ಭವಂತಿ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಮಣೇ ಭವಂತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ರೈಸಸ್ ಓಕೆ ವಾಟ್ ರೈಸಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಸತಂ ಚೈಕಾ ಚ ಹೃದಯಸ್ಯ ನಾಡ್ಯ ನಾಡ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಡಿ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈನೀಸ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹಾ ಮೆರಿಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಅಕ್ಯುಪಂಕ್ಚರ್ ದ ನೀಡಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೆರಿಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಓಪನ್ ಅಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫ್ಲೋ ಆಫ್ ಚಿ ಅಕರ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಡೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ನಾಡೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ನಾಡೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೊ ದೇಸ್ ಎ ಸತಂ ಚ ಏಕ ಸತಂ ಚ ಏಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೊ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ನಾಡೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗೋ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹೃದಯ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಹೃದಯಸ್ಯ ತಾನ್ಸಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಏಕ ಮೂರ್ಧಾನಂ ಅಭಿನಿ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಪ್ ನೌ ಯು ನೋ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ How can they 101, you know? It's such an auspicious number. We may think 101. Bhagwan bhi kya, you know? Oh, 100. 101 doesn't mean 101. It simply means that there are so many nadis out there. Out of that, only one is taking you up. Up where? Up to the seat of self. That is to say that all our consciousness, the sum total of my consciousness, individual consciousness, is leaking out through all the holes into indulgence with the outer ephemeral things and beings. And so they outweigh and outperform that one nadi which is going up to the seat, to the self-inquiry. Therefore, it is natural that we won't have enough time for self-inquiry because the 100 other ones are going that way and therefore we are all busy that way only. But he says that tayo urdvamaya annamrutatvameti Vishwanganya Utkramane Bhavanti. He says that that one that is going upwards through it, that is the one that is leading to immortality. Amrutatvam iti. That is the one that if you pursue that line of thinking, if you focus on that consciousness going into the self-inquiry, that can lead to Amrutatvam iti, that can lead to immortality. Otherwise, everything else is being dissipated at all times. So this is a pictorial view to indicate that we must therefore turn all the other leakages of consciousness around and solidify that one nerve which is being used for self-inquiry, for tattva sodhanam. Otherwise, there are enough reasons for us to do other things. This is very true, actually. Because so many distractions come. And to be honest, every time I have come here, I have worked with Neeruji. She said, no, don't come on that weekend because something is there. Don't come that weekend, something. This weekend you come. Nothing is there. And the first thing she picks me up from the airport, she said, "Aaj to pata nahi, aaj to bahut activity hai." So, we had picked that weekend where nothing is there. First thing is, so there are, regardless of which weekend we pick, there are going to be enough activities for people to be distracted elsewhere. And this is the Atmakatha of our own, everybody's life. So many distractions are possible that the very thing that we must do, we don't do. And that again, as teacher has pointed out in other stanzas, you know, he says that it's up and down. So some days the indriyas are working fine, some days the indriyas are not working fine. Some days the mind is working good, some days the intellect is working good, they're not working good. So then it also has to coincide that when I feel like, oh, I think I'm ready today, I have nothing else to do, I'm going to open the Upanishad. That day, suppose my mind is dull, intellect is dull, you can do it. Yoga also, he says, meditation also, some days you will be able to do it very well, some days you won't be able to do it very well. So therefore, not a good day will come when everything is aligned, you know. Because then everything is aligned. The kid will say, you know, "Daddy, take me to the store because I have a project to do." Chalo. So you go to the store and pick up the things, and now of course you have to help the kid, because the teacher doesn't understand that a 4-year-old kid or 7-year-old kid, how can he do this project without the help of a daddy? So the daddy is helping. So things will come, things will happen. So therefore there is no good day to start. Every moment is good. So don't plan, just do it. It's a Nike, you know, just do it. This is impossible. It is not possible in our human life with so many other distractions and engagements and responsibilities and everything else, that it is impossible to say, okay, and such day, you know, nothing will be there, and so I will be full day, I'm going to devote. It will not happen, I can tell you that. So therefore, we have to do things whenever possible. If there is time only to read one page of Upanishad, do it. If there is time enough to only listen to half the lecture in the video or audio or whatever you are doing, do it. Don't wait for the opportunity. So teacher now continues, he says, "Angustha matra purusontaratma. Sada jananam radaye sannivishta." He said, this Purusha, Purusha means the supreme reality, is the size of the thumb. Yeah, I know. So now first you said it has no name, shape, form, something. Now you're... But sada jananam radaye sannivishta, that is important. He's seated in everybody's heart. Heart here only simply means that inner core of my personality. The place from where I know I am, I am, I am. That's that noise that comes, that affirmation that comes from within. That is the heart. Tam swacharirat prabhuhe munja divesiko dhairyena. That Atma, that Self, that highest reality, the real you, is so small compared to the size of your body. This is only an example, that's why it is written like that. That just in the munja grass, when you take the, pluck the munja grass, and with dhairya, with very much patience, you start pulling out the leaf, it will come out and it will keep coming out and keep coming out, keep coming out, until you are left with the innermost thing, which Gurudev calls it pith, I think. The pith. So he said, like that you must separate your antaratma, Atma. You must separate your self from the other existing thing. So that you start seeing it as distinctly different, than all the ephemeral things that you think is you, because that pith is actually you, not all this. Tam vidya sukram amrutam. Tam vidya sukram amrutam iti. That knowledge, he says, is the pure knowledge. That knowledge is the one that is capable of giving you amrutatvam, that is capable of giving you deathlessness, permanency. Then he repeats it, tam vidya, that vidya is, that is to say that you can actually come to know, or you can come to recognize, or you can come to live that vidya. That is why it is repeated. So it is not vidya as a knowledge only, it is vidya that you can come to experience. And a last one. 2 minutes I have. Okay. Now this last one is, now we know it is definitely over. Because Phalasruti is given. If you do this, what will happen? So we have to see that if you don't do this, what will happen? Bhayat tapati agni. Then only we will do it. Mrityu proktam nachiketotha labdva vidyam etam yoga vidhim chakrusnam. Brahma prapto virajo bhuda vimrityu anyo evam yo vidadhyatma meva. So mrityum proktam nachiketotha labdva. So who is the teacher here? Mrityu, lord of death. So the lord of death, proktam means give the speech. Or said, for whose benefit? Nachiketotha. For the benefit of Nachiketa. So we are all Nachiketa, huh? Here. And Labdva. Labdva means he attained. Who got the knowledge? Nachiketa attained the knowledge. So we have all gotten the added knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Vidvam etam yoga vidim cha. Not only we have gotten the science, but we have gotten the technique behind the science as to how to put it into practice. So yoga and vidya both are actually gotten. Krishnam means total, the whole complete package we have got. Who is that teacher on the PBS comes and he has died now? Wayne Dyer, enchilada package, he says something like that, right? The whole enchilada. The whole enchilada is... The book is there, and the video is there, the audio is there, and the question and answer session that you did not hear in this program is there. $501. So the whole enchilada package is there, he says. Brahma prapto virajo bhuda vimrutyu. Brahma patra, having gone through this enchilada package, Nachiketa actually attained Brahman. And how did he actually attain Brahman? Because he became virajo bhuda. He had been able to remove, raja means impurity. So he was able to remove all the impurities from where? From his mind and intellect, from his personality. And having done that, he also transcended the death, vimrutyu. He became free from that. And anya api evam yo vidadhya atmameva. Teacher said, teacher here, you know, he wanted to make sure that we don't really misunderstand that this is only for Nachiketa. Now he has really low estimate for us, you know. So he said, I must write this, otherwise this buddhus, you know. So he said, by the way, anyone else who will go through this with the same attitude will also be able to attain the knowledge about the sun. Atma vidya eva vidati. Vida means to know. Such a person will come to know the knowledge about the self also. Eva also. So therefore this was not only for Nachiketa, this was also for, you should have told me earlier because I wasn't paying attention. Then you start from the first. I thought it was for Nachiketa. Dekho kya lena hai. These were not my questions to begin with anyway. Nachiketa buddhu, usko kya? So that's why Gurudev always says that we always chant the first mantra again. Ushan have vajasravasah. Sarva veda samdadau. Tasya hanachiketa. Nama putra asa. So this is to indicate that my study of the Upanishad will continue, that I am not done. I have only started. This is Gurudev style. Okay, so with that, it's over. Hari Om.
Om Namo Narayana.
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 Om Namo
Narayana.
Om Namo Narayana.
Om Namo Narayana.